Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. All right, here on the Millionaires Roundtable, you know we're always going to keep it real. And right now is the season for all things to be real. And one of the things that can seem unreal is when you have a financial dispute with a family member, especially after you have loaned them some money, they don't pay you back. And let me tell you, everything just goes awry in many of these situations. So today we are going to talk about how to resolve conflict, financial conflict, and, you know, related conflict with family members. And of course, I've got my girl MC Light here to help us bring it on home. We were talking about this. We weren't having a conflict. Thank goodness. But others are. And so welcome to the roundtable, MC Light. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you so much for the invitation to hang out with you.
Yes. So let's talk about this. You know, I no longer have conflict, but you know, I address everything. I don't care who it is, what it is. I just call, pick up the phone and say, hey, and I just say what it is. I've gotten over not trying to be confrontational, not trying to hurt people's feelings, not trying to do all of that. Now, of course, I want to be truthful and loving in my approach, but I'm not embarrassed to address somebody when it comes to money, especially if it's my money. And, but a lot of people are. So, you know, how did this even come up between us? And what are we going to tell our listeners, you know, about this topic and how they can handle it more effectively?
You know what? It's so many things that, you know, conflict resolution can be used for. And of course, we're here on the Millionaires Roundtable. So we're talking about finances and how it is that we view it. But there are so many issues. And I think what we were talking about earlier, Lynn, had to do with having loved ones who come back home to live, but aren't one prepared to give, to contribute to the household in the way that a stranger would.
Okay. So that's a conflict. So that these are people who live with you. And, you know, there are so many situations that I hear of people who are unfortunately, you know, they've fallen into homelessness. And the first thing I say is, well, hey, why don't you go live with a family member? And they go tell me all the stories about all the terrible things that happened. So let's talk about that. There's a conflict that continues to arise when people, you know, who are adults agree to live with other adults. And I don't know if the conversation has been had about money or if people forget that the conversation was had. But what were your thoughts about this? Because I want to narrow this down, but I want to zone in on the specific issues so we can address the specific solutions.
Yeah, I think we're talking about parents who allow their children to come back home, or maybe a younger sibling, someone who is not really expecting to contribute the way a stranger would if a stranger entered your home and rented a room and gave money towards groceries and gave money towards detergent and all of the things that are being utilized in the home. And I think if they're not doing that, then is the discussion to be with the parent and a child, okay, so you're not paying to stay in this household, but are you saving? Is it okay to talk about the budget of your children when they're staying with you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there should be some ground rules set, you know, in the beginning. And unfortunately, what happens with parents is we set those ground rules, but and you say child, but I want to be clear that we're talking about grown people. Because, yes. You know, I believe in having your kids work in your home-based business. So we're not talking about a minor child. Although even in those instances, if you are working, there may be some financial rules that we have in place. But you're talking about adult children. And, you know, that groundwork gets laid in the beginning to say, hey, can you're going to cover whatever the bills are, you know, light bill, the utilities, or at least a part of the internet, whatever it is, or something on the rent or the mortgage, but then they don't do it. And then a parent doesn't say anything until after it really, really gets on their nerves. four, five, six, 10 months later, 2 years later, or when the parent runs out of money, and now they want to address the issue. But I think it's something that just has to be met up front. And I think a lot of times people talk about what the rules are, but they don't talk about what the consequences are for not following through with those rules.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at that. Wow. That means everything. But I also think, you know, as a parent, when you let your grown children come back home, there should be more of a conversation of what is the next thing? What's the next plan? What's the next step? You know, what are the next series of steps that are going to be put in place where that grown up adult can then make the wisest decisions while they have the covering, while they have the umbrella of love and the covering of a home where they're not spending any money.
Yeah. And I mean, I have had several people's grown children come live with me. You know, this is the Lynn Richardson prison, but it's a happy, healthy prison. You know, I call it a prison because there are some boundaries, some strict boundaries, but also some very life-changing elevation tools, because when people fall off the, you know, path that they think they're supposed to be on, young people, you know, in their late teens, early 20s, a lot of times the world wants to throw them away. But, you know, I have provided a place for people to come to hit the reset button, to heal. And in many cases, haven't required any money of them, but there are definitely some rules and some things that they should be doing with the money that they do get. Either in some cases, they work for me, and in other cases, they work for me and several others. So what are you doing with the money that you're earning? You should be, you know, paying off your tuition if you got to go back to school, or you should be saving, you know, paying off your debt if you have, you know, creditors. The reasons that got you here should not be the reasons you stay, especially if I'm providing a place for you to live, you know, without all of the financial burden, you know. So this is a lot to talk about. It's a lot to talk about. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today.
Is your 2024 already in financial chaos? Then it's time for Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University to transform your finances in this once-in-a-lifetime financial fitness bootcamp. In 90 days, in 90 lessons, with instructions directly from Lynn Richardson and 3 books, you will learn how to end your spending addiction, rebuild your credit, start a business, expand your business, build multiple streams of income, buy a home, reduce your taxes, plan for retirement, invest in the stock market, create your estate plan, start your nonprofit, buy investment property, and more. In this bootcamp, Dr. Lynn will cover budgeting, home ownership, planning, executive business coaching, retirement planning, making more money in your business, changing your money mind, and more. For more information about Lynn Richardson's books, webinars, and classes, please go to AskLynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. We're talking about how to handle financial conflict with family members. And it's the, you know, whatever time of year it is, it's always time for something. It's either, you know, the holiday season, it's either somebody going to school, somebody trying to go back to school, somebody moving, a marriage, a wedding, a new kid being born, a grandchild or whatever. It's always something happening. So I don't want to tie it to a specific season, but of course, Light, you are here with me to talk about this. And so there's several scenarios that come up. And the one we've been talking about is the one where adult children come to live. And then there are either, you know, mixed feelings about the financial contribution and or, you know, an all out falling out because of the failure to adhere to a financial contribution. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think with that alone, that's how we got on this topic with dealing with adult children going home and maybe not participating or contributing and or meeting up to the expectations of the host of the home. That's how it started with that mere concept. But then we had a little flow of what it means to really be able to address conflict and not being afraid of it. And even though we're talking about finances right now, because listen, if your money ain't right, that's a conflict. That's a conflict with you and you and what it is that you need to do to get past and over it and, you know, create your budget and do all of the things that, you know, New Wealth University speaks on and teaches about. But I think I was looking at it in the broader term as well. And as your listeners are here, they can kind of take what it is that we're talking about and use it within the confines of whatever their conflict may be.
Yeah,
and
Go on.
I was going to say one of those tips is to be able to communicate, to be able to express your thoughts and your feelings, and at the same time being able to listen to others. You know, when you're in the heat of the moment, especially with a topic like money, it can really go all bad if the parties are not really ready to collaborate in communicating and hearing what's being said to them and seeing how it does apply, you know, especially for someone who's overspending or just buying things that aren't necessary, you know, hitting up Walmart and Home Goods.
Oh, no, baby. Amazon, honey, .com. Amazon shopping, the virtual, the global. First of all, I would have never dreamed that there would be a place you can go, one place you could buy anything. I'm talking anything. It don't matter if you need something to clip your toenails, a new dress, whatever. There is literally everything there. And yeah, that's an issue because when someone is living in your home and you have agreed to lessen the financial burden, but then you see Amazon bags coming, boxes every week.
Yes.
And or, you know, coming in shopping or, you know, you happen to scroll down social media and they at the club 24, you know, it becomes a challenge. I think the person who is engaging in the behavior or the purchasing feels like, well, you know, this is my life. And my thing is, if it's your life, then you should be living it more efficiently and you wouldn't need me. So at the point you need me, I think I saw something, Judge Lynn, and this is Judge Lynn Toler from Divorce Court. She said that her help comes with her opinion. If you want my help, you're going to have to hear my voice.
That is the same thing which you always say. You know, you want that nugget that Dr. Lynn Richardson is going to give, but sometimes you're going to have to go through the forest.
You got to go through the wilderness to get it because I'm going to talk until I stop. And that might be a 45-minute story I have to tell you or break it down for the last 45 seconds to be the thing that you need. But you can't get the last 45 seconds. You got to go through the 45 minutes so I can lead you up to this thing. But yeah, if you want my help, it's going to come with my opinion. You know, if you want my help, and this is one of the things that, you know, again, we're talking about how to resolve financial conflict with your family members. You know, I want to see your bank statement. If we agree that you need to save money every check you get, then I just need to see your bank statement every Friday or once a month or whatever it is. And I think people feel like they might be intruding if they ask for those things. But my thing is, if you ask for those things up front, so yes, you can stay here, or yes, I'll loan you the money, or yes, I'll help you, but here are the things you have to do in exchange for that. It's the consequences and the things that you know, ultimately fall apart and have everybody upset with each other. And then how do you show those consequences? So yes, you have to save, but I also need to see it in your checking account or your savings account. I need to see the account to prove that you're saving. And, you know, well, you don't trust me. No, I don't. Because if I could trust you, if you could trust yourself, you wouldn't even be here talking to me. So this ain't about me trusting you. It's about you trusting yourself and delivering on what you say you're going to do that you couldn't do before now. So it's not about me. It's about you. And I think if we're able to have those conversations, you know, and if you're out there and you got this problem, just play this episode. Maybe you can't say it, but you could say Dr. Lynn said it, and this is what we're going to follow. You know, first get their buy-in. Do you believe, you know, Dr. Lynn is giving good advice? Oh, yeah, I heard this. I heard that. Well, then drop this on them. And, you know, I'm not trying to offend nobody, or, you know, I'm on everybody's side. But the truth is a side that we should all be on.
Amen to that. You know, and I think, you know, that goes back to being able to communicate, expressing yourself and your thoughts, because really, if the conflict isn't addressed and there's a communication breakdown, then it just leads to people feeling a certain way, you know?
Oh, it leads to family disputes. It leads to people not speaking. It leads to, you know, wrong actions and wrong perception. And, you know, it just, it really, you know, can become a problem. So, it may feel like a problem before it gets handled, but the truth is it's going to be a much better problem that gets handled if we handle it early. It's like with attorneys. If you have a legal issue, you should try to handle it before it becomes a problem. Yeah. Like your estate plan, or putting your house in a trust, or getting proper contracts with your new business and setting things up properly. Because if you wait until there's a problem and you need legal help then, it's going to be a much bigger problem and more expensive. So if we can address these family, these conflicts, these financial conflicts early, then we either avoid the problem altogether. Because if I tell you, you have to save, show me a bank statement, blah, 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 you might decide, forget it. And then that'll be fine. Everybody's good. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that I think are coming up. And, you know, with the times that we are in today, with everything that's happening around the world, with politics, with natural disasters, with, you know, just things that seem to be coming out of left field. These are some of the things that we can control. And these are some of the things that we should get a handle on. And, you know, the Serenity Prayer teaches us to change the things that we can, basically let go of the things that we can't, and then seek the wisdom to know the difference between the two. And this is something that we can definitely handle. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is our season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, we're here on the Millionaires Roundtable, and we are talking about how to handle conflict with family members, financial conflict. But this financial conflict, money, all, you know, whenever you look at something, you look at a couple that's not getting along, you look at a couple that's having issues. In many cases, it goes back to money. You look at a business that's not, you know, getting along, the partners, it somehow goes back to money. So we're talking about conflict, but specifically with the focus on the financial conflict that causes all the other conflict. Light, thank you so much for being here again today. What are some of the other things that come to mind for you in terms of financial conflict with family members?
Well, family members or, you know, business partners, it's the blame game. We cannot play the blame game if we're going to get through conflict.
Yeah.
Everyone has to step up to the plate and be responsible for what it is that they've done, you know? So if the idea was there are partners and we've got a new business and we've got a set budget for, you know, some of the items that need to go into the office, and then that person overspends and doesn't say anything until the bill comes. Well, not only did they not do what was agreed upon, but they also kept the information.
Yeah.
Which really makes them irresponsible in it all. And, you know, being able to talk about those things. People make misjudgments all the time. However, when you try to hide or cover up the deed that has been done, it just makes it worse.
Well, and it's a lie. You know, some people say, well, I didn't say anything. Yeah, withholding information can be dishonest, especially if the other person's perception is that you're doing one thing, but you're actually doing another. Mm-hmm. And you know what the perception is and you know what the agreement was. To withhold information that shows or says that you're doing otherwise, it's wrong. And so, go on.
I was going to say that is what you call, Dr. Lynn Richardson, the illegitimate advantage.
Yeah. Yeah. It's knowing that something else is happening and not saying anything. But, you know, borrowing money and then not paying it back. What happens when someone borrows money and can't pay it back and doesn't say anything? Do they just forget? And if they do forget, then why do they get upset if you mention it? I'm confused.
Well, the truth is, no one has maybe like stepped to them in terms of borrowed money before, because some people don't like conflict. So they'll rather someone not pay them back than to actually address them to ask for the money that's owed to them. I think it's really disrespectful, honestly. Lending money to family members is not something I enjoy doing. You know, if I'm going to give it, then I give it. And I think I've heard you say that before as well. You know, expecting someone to pay you back. Literally, I know people that have given money to others to have them carry out some mission, but that money is expected back. They do paperwork. This is the paperwork. You borrowed this. No, I'm not going to charge you interest, but I am looking forward to this money being back in my bank account in 6 to 8 months or whatever the agreement is. And sometimes agreements, you know, I think they serve a great purpose with keeping everyone aligned and making people feel accountable to what it is that they've promised. And that is to pay the money back. So I feel like if you're someone out there that lent money to either a family member or a close friend and you have yet to see it return, it's time to confront and worry about, you know, the conflict later. Start to address it now. And it doesn't have to be with a meanness or an attitude, but it is. Listen, I'd like to take this time to talk about the money that you owe me. So how are you going to work towards, you know, getting rid of this debt? And you might even come up with a plan where they can pay down on it with something that's reasonable.
You know, and here's another way to do that. I always look at this with it's the sandwich approach. And it's something that those of us who are executives in business, whenever we have to address something or address a business partner or address an employee or, you know, do some corrective communication, you open up with something positive and good that the person has done. Then you tell them what the issue is, and then you close it with your own positive perspective or something that they've done and so on and so forth. So, you know, I am so grateful that you trusted me enough to come and ask me for help when, you know, the chips were down for you. I know it's not easy to ask for help. And so I'm thankful that you considered me someone who,
you could trust to help you. But we now have an issue because the money that you promised to pay, we haven't talked about it, haven't gotten it. And I did not mention anything, you know, the first two or three times a payment was due. But I think we should address it now. Because I love you and I don't want us to get out of sorts, and we have a great relationship and I want us to keep it that way. I don't want to feel crazy because I'm not asking, and I don't want you to feel nervous and then avoid me because I'm not asking and because you're not saying anything. That's the sandwich approach. That's opening up, that's addressing the issue in the middle, and then that's closing it with what the good could be in the end. And so, you know, but sometimes it takes time to do that.
Yeah.
And go on.
I was going to say, yeah, sometimes it takes time. And, you know, for a second, I just like to reflect on the other side of the coin, which is the person who owes the money. If you owe someone money and you're not yet able to pay it back in its entirety, say something.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So, give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
So we're talking about managing, handling, surviving family financial conflict. MC Light is here with me. And this is something that I think is very helpful. And Light, before the break, you said something that I think is so profound. You said if you owe somebody money, and what did you tell us?
Yeah, I just think if you owe someone money and you can't pay it back in its entirety or according to the schedule at which you were supposed to adhere to, speak about it, communicate, tell them, you know, let whoever it is know that it's on your mind. You are well aware. And I don't think you just should just ghost somebody because you owe them money. It's not great karma, I can tell you that. But more importantly, we're all adults here, so we should be able to address what it is that's happening. And I think it's a disservice to the relationship, friendship, sisterhood, whatever it is, when you try to simply ignore the fact that you owe someone money.
And let's talk about some of the reasons why people do ignore it. Because sometimes, and this is, again, this is everybody, all of us have been on one or the other side of this coin. We have either owed someone or something has been owed to us. I've been on both sides. Y'all know I was living check to Monday, okay? So I've been on both sides of the coin. So whichever side of the coin you've been on, it calls for compassion and understanding at the end of the day. But one of the reasons I would say why people don't say anything like is because they know that they've been doing something wrong anyway. And it's almost like I agree to do 1, 2, 3. You give me the money. Then I don't do 1, 2, 3. I do something else. Then my own guilt starts to make me feel small. And once I have that guilt, somehow the enemy will turn that guilt into, now you got an attitude. Let me tell you, you laughing. Why? Tell me why you're laughing.
Well, because I can imagine somebody having an attitude thinking that you don't need it back.
Oh, need your money back. Girl, would you come on now? Come on now.
It's like you're missing the money. You know what you could do if you had it. However, you sat it aside and you let somebody borrow it. And now they believe that with all the other money you have, you should just politely forget about what it is that you lent them.
Especially when they see you doing things that you enjoy with your own money, like taking a trip or you don't do it. Let me tell you something. That right there is big. Let me just be the first to say, it don't matter if I got $300 billion. If you owe me 10 and agree to pay me back, I need the 10.
Right. And you know what's so crazy is that person doesn't even realize the gift of giving that will continue. And it just so happens, whoever is supposed to get the money back might say, you know what? Thank you so much for wanting to pay this back. I really don't need it. And I see that you do. You hold on to it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you never know the outcome. But I think being real and letting ethics rule is really important with your level of integrity as you, you know, communicate with others and relate to others respectfully.
Yeah, I mean, and treat people how you want to be treated. You know, I teach this when I talk about credit, you know, and if somebody owes you money and don't say anything, you ready to kill them. You know, but if you call them and if they say something, you might just forgive them. And it's the same thing with our creditors. You never know what your creditor is going to say. Everybody can get a deferment if your car note is late, but call them. You got to say something. Running away and avoiding the conversation, you just have no idea how you could be blessed. Your payments could be postponed or completely thrown out the water altogether because of a situation. Because the one thing I do believe is if you owe somebody something, I do believe that you have the intention to pay them back when you say you're going to. But sometimes life shows up, unexpected things. But the other part is sometimes you show up and you start falling into old behavior that you don't want to fall into, but you did. And so now, you know, it's time to fess up and really just deal with that. And so on the other side, you know, for those who are owed the money, healthy, loving, truthful communication. You may have to write a letter. You may have to send a text. Your tone might be off. So if you say something to someone and you sound like you got an attitude, you might get an attitude back, even though they're the one that owes you money, because everybody has their responses. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
So we're talking about how to handle family conflict. MC Light is here at the Millionaires Roundtable. Family financial conflict. You got grown people living in your house who don't know how to act. Then you got people who owe you money and act like they don't. All of this is a recipe for a butt whooping at the most, or, you know, a fight of some sort, whether it's verbal or physical, because, you know, people want to fight, you know, when they things don't go well.
No, you're absolutely right. And I guess that's what we're talking overall is about, conflict resolution. We see the conflict. We know it's there. It's not a bad thing. It just needs to be confronted. And no one should shy away from their truths. I mean, to not speak on what it is that you believe is really not being authentic. And so it not being able to address that conflict, Lynn, it can really put strain on a relationship. Unresolved conflicts can erode intimacy and trust, and that's not what you want. It causes distance and tension between people that live in the same household sometimes.
Yeah, or that have to see each other at the family dinner, or have to work together, or have to, you know, it becomes unreal. But I think that there's this thing, and I heard this a little while ago, and someone said we need to just go back to good old fashioned fist fights. And I was like, okay, wait, what are you talking about? And it was a news anchor, and he basically said, you know, people have gotten so nasty. They're saying all kind of things on social media. They're calling people loud. Folks are being disrespectful. And, you know, back in the day, people weren't shooting each other if they got into a fight on the playground and this, that, and the other. It was just a fight, period. Mm-hmm. And everybody broke up and went home. Now, am I advocating violence or hitting anybody? No. But the news anchor basically said maybe people wouldn't talk so much if they knew they were going to get slapped.
Ooh, jeez.
Listen, but people are sitting up hiding on social media saying all kind of stuff, and their profile is, you know, a secret, and just all these things. And my thing is, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say anything at all. But the bigger issue is people will sit and hide behind social media and say all kind of things, but you won't say anything verbally to the person that's standing right there in front of you, the family member who you're helping or the family member who helped you. We have to learn how to address these things up front and communicate in person to people, because all this big bad bullying talk on your phone, you know, people saying all kind of stuff. And let me tell you something. You come to my page, I talk back. I sure do. I talk back. So don't come to my social media page, because you don't. It ain't yours. OK, it ain't yours. It is not yours. It is mine. And I control what's on it. Guess what? The harvest is here. The time is now. It's our season to win.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
Yes, we are here at the Millionaires Roundtable talking about resolving family financial conflict. We want to avoid physical altercations. We definitely want to avoid that. And of course, MC Light is here with me. And we're just trying to break this down. There's too much going on in the world to be at odds with the people that you know and love and have grown up with, grown to trust over nonsense. And that's basically my point, Light.
No, absolutely. I hear you. And that makes sense. And so there are a list of items, though, when trying to work through these conflicts. It's communication, it's being open-minded, it's compromise, it's apologize, prioritize resolutions, like focus on resolving the conflict instead of winning the argument.
Come on now. That's good.
Come on.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to give people a list. And I think we're going to have to ultimately, you know, get some opportunities to talk with people who have conflict. And let's try to help them resolve it. And so I want to do that here live on the Millionaires Roundtable, so we can see in real time how to handle these things, how to ask proper questions. You know, resolving conflict requires asking questions. And the truth is, many times people want to say what it is they have to say, but they don't want to ask any questions of the other person that even led to whatever the conflict is. And, you know, it's one of the reasons why, as you just said, Light, earlier, that, you know, if you want to answer from me, you got to go through the wilderness. Yeah, because I'm going to ask a lot of questions. And I'm going to listen to what you say. And then based on what you say, that's when we're going to then talk about what the issue is, what the solution is, because I can't give a solution if I'm only listening to myself. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You need to be able to be open-minded to hear what another has to say about whatever the conflict is, I think, if you're going to work on it together. If not, you might as well just be by yourself. The whole thing with relating to other people is that you be able to do it efficiently.
Yeah.
And so I'm all for more communication is better than less.
Yeah, absolutely. More communication is better than less. Multiple ways to communicate. Sometimes a text that says, I apologize, I was out of order. Can we talk about this again? And then also just submitting. Sometimes you said be more concerned about not necessarily winning the argument, but hearing all the issues. And a lot of times we're much more focused on winning the argument or telling somebody that they're wrong or proving that we're right. You know, and we have to really remember what the real deal is and what the real mission is. And the mission is to heal and have truth and have love and keep growing and keep going. And that ultimately is what it's all about. So if you are in the middle of a conflict, or you were in a conflict and you think the conflict is over because you just stopped talking to the person, it's not over. Right. It's going to come back some way. If you didn't handle that properly, you're going to meet that class again. And hopefully next time you will pass the test. Because until we pass the test, we cannot go to the next financial grade. And all of us want to get to the next financial grade. The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.